City. This is 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer.
Good morning, Central Coast. Welcome to Monday. Hello, Rob.
G'day, folks. Let's bury some of that sluggish Monday morning action with a little bit of excitement.
You have got a real pep in your step this morning.
You know
what
I didn't do on the weekend?
What?
I barely touched a drop.
Of alcohol.
And yeah. You know what it does for me? Hello.
Yeah.
Monday morning.
Look at him go. It's fantastic.
Yep.
I, on the other hand, had a 21st birthday party at my house with about 1,000 people. So, no, I did the opposite.
How did it all wind up?
It wound up brilliantly. More on that later in the show, because the big news this morning is that the secret sound is now worth, are you ready? $29,000.
Yikes.
And we have a clue this morning.
Get out of it.
7 a.m. We are going to give you that clue. So make sure you are listening.
I haven't been told the clue yet.
No, I haven't been told the clue yet. Kiara, producer Kiara, do you know the clue? Okay, someone knows the clue. That's good. All
There's
right.
a big nod.
That's all right. Well, we're going to find out what that clue is together at 7 a.m. so you can win the most cash on the coast with Australia's most loved radio competition, The Secret Sound.
I'm ready. Here at the table.
Let's do this. Dire Straits for your Monday. It's 107.7 2GO.
107.7 2GO.
It's going to be a muggy day, 29, our top partly cloudy. Late showers, though, and a gusty cold change expected tonight. Right now, 7 degrees in Saratoga.
Well, I felt like the world of child curiosity threw me under a bus.
Mm.
Okay, recently I got a letter home from the school where my son, Griff, he's 14, he goes to school, got a letter home saying that kids in school have been caught vaping.
Oh, really?
Yes. And it's just that you sort of feel like you've covered all your bases. You know, there's smoking. Everyone knows the demons of that. There's drinking. Everyone knows that, you know, where the tolerance for that begins. And if it should at all, that's another conversation altogether. And then there's drugs and sex. You know, there's all these things you've got to deal with as a parent to talk to your kids and say, what is going on? And then all of a sudden, here comes vaping. Boom, just trucking on down the tracks, ready to hit you like a train. So I had no idea what was really, I got no idea about vaping. It's not something I've experienced or know of. It's just this new thing that is clouded with questions because of certain reports on deaths in the States and things going all over the place, right?
Yeah.
So that when the letter came home from school, I was absolutely flabbergasted, man.
Well, we're going to get to the bottom of it right now, Rob, because joining us on the show, Associate Professor Colin Mendelson joins us from the Australian Tobacco Harm Reduction Association. Good morning, Professor Colin.
Hello, Colin.
Good morning, Mandy and Rob.
Lovely to speak to you. Can I just firstly ask what vaping is for people that may not know?
Well, vaping is a much safer alternative to smoking. It's a way of getting the nicotine that you're addicted to as a smoker, and it simulates the whole smoking ritual by giving you the hand-to-mouth and the sensations of smoking, but without most of the harmful chemicals. That's the tar and carbon monoxide that are produced by burning tobacco. Vaping is the most popular quitting method in the world and probably the most effective.
But then it also becomes attractive to kids by the sounds of things because of the different flavours and tastes involved. The kids,
and because it's taboo, I suppose.
Well, kids are drawn to it. They're blowing smoke and they're told that it's not as harmful as smoking. But it seems as though in the States there were some incidences of deaths related to vaping. What are your thoughts on that?
First of all, these episodes of death in the States are definitely concerned. There have been 450 people affected and 6 deaths so far. But these cases have to be distinguished from regular vaping of nicotine. In nearly all these cases, they're linked to contaminated black market cannabis oil purchased from street vendors. There hasn't been a single case linked to vaping nicotine. What counts in terms of harm to health is what you're using. And if you're using a contaminated black market oil and inhaling that into your lungs, well, that's a very serious matter.
It sounds to me, though, Colin, like you're saying that this vaping, if done, you know, using the right product, is no more dangerous than, say, eating a Mars bar.
Vaping long term is no more harmful than no more than 5% of the risk of smoking. So it's not risk-free, and we don't recommend it for kids or non-smokers. But if you're a smoker who can't quit, Switching across to vaping, leads to substantial health improvements, huge cost savings, and just people feel better.
So it is a really positive thing for people trying to give up. Can I ask, though, you see people vaping all over the place. Are there rules around where you can and can't vape?
In most states, the rules apply as they do to tobacco. So where you can't smoke, you can't vape. And according to Public Health England, any risk from secondhand vapor is minimal.
Well, this is a surprising thing. I know Rob Palmer's...
I'm completely flabbergasted. Yeah. I mean, I thought that just, to encourage kids to be able to blow smoke healthily, I could consider that just blowing smoke yourself. But
he's not encouraging that. He's saying kids and non-smokers shouldn't take it up. And so that message to kids is obviously still a strong one.
Stay away from it.
But for people who are smokers, who are trying to get off, this seems like a really good option.
Yeah. And look, it's the most popular method in the world. Well, there was a big study earlier in the year that found that people who were allocated to a vaping device were twice as likely to quit than those who were allocated to nicotine replacement product.
Well, if it helps save lives from not smoking tobacco, then I guess it's not so bad. But kids, steer clear.
Some very surprising stuff that I think has, changed your mind on vaping, hasn't it, Rob?
Well, it's opened my eyes.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Professor Colin Mendelson, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Colin.
My pleasure. Thanks, Mandy and Rob.
From the Australian Tobacco Harm Reduction Association, that's Associate Professor Colin Mendelson.
107.7 2GO. It's Mandy and Rob Palmer's Central Coast Local News Update. 107.7 2GO.
So the Central Coast Mariners select fixture is going to be worth the entry fees. So this is happening next Wednesday on the 25th of September. Plouin Park, it's where the Mariners take on the best local talent from the region, which will be fantastic. But before their game, the Mariners Academy for Women takes on a Central Coast select side as well in the first match at 6 p.m, so a double header.
Cool.
Entry $5 for non-members. Members get in free. Go and support our Mariners.
Yeah, it's got to be benefits for members for entry.
Exactly.
Bring it on. Now, look, in the rugby union, this is a massive result. For a grand final, I think it's probably the biggest result in a grand final I've ever heard of.
What?
Terrigal have taken it to Gosford 76-21 in a grand final.
Wow. That's a flogging.
Yeah, someone's just forgotten to run oranges or something for Gosford.
Maybe someone got injured or something.
Yeah, well, anyway, it's a big win. And I imagine the Terrigal boys, look out if you're anywhere near Terrigal.
Yes. Oh, my God, Mad Monday.
I know. It's one of those things that just won't go away.
No.
Unless you're part of it, it's no fun at all.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, if you live in Empire Bay, traffic conditions are expected to improve, which is great news because it's always choked around there. A new temporary roundabout's going to be installed as part of some intersection upgrades for the Scenic Road and Cochrane Street. Really good news because Empire Bay Drive, as I said, gets very, very choked up.
Yep.
That's your local news.
107.7 2GO.
107.7, it's 2GO. Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. 8 degrees at the moment in Greenpoint. Partly cloudy though, late showers and a gusty cold change expected tonight. Before that, we'll get to 29 degrees. Few issues southbound around Allison with some delays back to Sparks Road, Warner Vale, from an earlier accident.
Now, last Friday, Mandy, prior to a blockbuster weekend of NRL finals footy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
One of the key cogs in the 2GO wheel alerted me to a problem that, it could derail this station's harmonious progression from going from
this
point.
This is very formal.
From this point forward.
This is very formal. This feels like I'm at some sort of adjudication.
Have a listen to this. Bob Peters of Afternoons on 2GO.
Yes.
Mandy and you have got something that goes a little way back by the looks of it. I don't know if I caught on properly, but just what's happened here?
Well, I'm Rabbitoh dead set. Red and green since I was born.
You're wearing red and green right now.
It's a semi-final night tonight, right? And I walk past the studio wearing the jumper today because it comes out semi-final times, right? Whenever we make the finals, I wear the jumper. And I walk past the studio this morning, I'm thinking, Mandy's a Roosters supporter. She still owes me from a bet last year.
No way.
Beers too. Yeah.
What?
Unsettled beer debt.
Typical Roosters supporter, might I add.
She's going to cook for this one.
What do you mean?
Now, we're going to pluck your feathers, Mandy, and throw you in the rotisserie.
Well, what do I owe him? I can't even remember bet.
You can't even remember
I can't remember this
You've
bet.
You've got a beer debt with Bobby Peters.
What do I owe him?
You owe him beer by the sounds
of it. How
much?
A long neck, a six pack, a carton? What do I owe him?
I can't believe you've made a bet with someone.
I can't remember that.
A beer bet with someone and you've forgotten what the actual bet was. It's been that long since the Roosters lost to the
Rabbitohs. Have you found out what it is?
I'm going to investigate this afternoon.
You don't know what I owe him. So
no. Well, look, you know,
if no one knows, then bets are off.
Hey, I tell you, there's one man that does know, and he's probably still wearing a Rabbitohs jersey. He's probably, actually, he might have burned it because the Roosters did flog the Rabbitohs 30 points to 6.
Exactly.
That does not cancel your last year's bet. What have you got?
This is the Roosters.
Typical Rooster supporter, aren't you?
30 to 6.
Look at you sticking your nose in the air going, 30 to 6.
I mean,
bet?
Bob Peters, whatever you want, mate. You want a long neck?
Wants to phone in. Does Mandy need to pay an old beer debt?
Of course.
I think she does.
Look, do you know what? I'd forgotten about the beer debt. I'm happy to pay up, but so far no one can tell me what I owe. So.
Sounds like you drank all the beer that you owed him over the week.
Yeah, I kind of did.
107.7 2GO.
107.7, it's 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. 8 degrees at the moment in Fountaindale, 29 and muggy and cloudy. But we're going to get some late showers and a gusty cold change expected later tonight. And the secret sound has a brand new clue. We'll give it to you at 7 o'clock this morning. But right now I want to talk about music, Rob, because a couple of weeks ago I went to a concert with my daughter and we were moving and tapping and clapping and singing and shouting and waving our arms.
Wouldn't have taken much to get you two going.
No, right? But the two guys sitting next to us weren't doing anything. And
right.
It got me thinking about why this happens. So we have now got an expert on the show. Dr. Anita Collins is an award-winning educator, researcher and writer in the field of brain development and music and learning. Dr. Anita Collins, welcome.
Hello, Anita.
Hello.
Lovely to have you on the show. So I went to this concert. Some people are going off and moving and loving that collective kind of dancing. And then there's people on either side of me who haven't lifted a finger, didn't tap a toe, didn't clap. What's going on there?
Well, I guess in many ways it depends on the kind of music as well as like what's the expectation in the venue, you know? Are people going along expecting to jump around and have a really fantastic time and have that really communal feeling? Or is it more about sitting back and listening and kind of enjoying music with our brain? And neither is better nor worse. It's kind of like the different music, the different way people interpret it and the different way they enjoy it and show that enjoyment.
So people can still enjoy music and be completely silent, completely still, and still be processing it in their brain and enjoying it?
Oh, absolutely. We can be processing music all the time without even knowing it. It doesn't need to express itself through our bodies, although there's a really strong connection that as soon as we hear a piece of music that really gets to us, we just want to move our bodies.
I've seen that in the studio. Rob Palmer just will jump up and start dancing too. There's a handful of tunes that he just can't resist.
It does. It arrests your body, doesn't it? It controls you.
Yeah. And we all have these really special kinds of, these special pieces of music or kinds of music that just really get us going. And what's so interesting is the person we sit next to on the bus or the person we sit next to on a concert or in the studio, their set of music will be different, and that's because we're all wired differently to enjoy music differently. Music really forms that soundtrack to our life or that soundtrack to our identity. So a lot of pieces, you can hear the first couple of chords and you're right back there in the age and the situation and the feelings that you are having.
Do people get up and sway to classical music? Have you ever heard of people just really starting to dance to that stuff?
Classical music can absolutely send our bodies moving. It's far more complex in terms of what the brain is interpreting and processing. And that's why we tend to quieten our body and go, no, I really want to listen to this and understand it and get all the information out of it. It's kind of the difference between reading Tolstoy, which is very hard to read, versus something that's really easy to sort of, you just keep turning the page and turning the page because it's sort of coming off the page so easily and you're understanding it. So all music is fantastic. It's just got different levels of information in it.
I'm constantly amazed at seeing students with heavy metal music on who are trying to study because I just can't understand how you can get the brain power to do both. Like, have you seen any differences in brain patterns with different genres?
Yeah, absolutely. And when it comes to study, that's a really good question. The answer is that we all process sound differently. And in some cases, some people need, the more musically trained they are, often the more sounds they need around them. That's not necessarily music. That could be anything like the sound of a cafe or the sound of the hum of a library. And then some people really, really need silence and quiet in order to focus their brains. And it absolutely then depends on what kind of task you're doing. I think if, you know, you're trying to read something, you don't want to have music that's got words in it because your brain's getting really confused. Which words am I listening to?
I remember my mum saying to us, turn it down. I cannot hear myself think.
Which is why having headphones now is fantastic because we can actually help kids have the auditory environment they need while they're doing their study, while not disturbing the rest of the household.
Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I've got a song in my head that I may have heard in the last day or the last 2 days, and it is like it is on repeat. It's like somebody's just pressed it on a loop and I just cannot get that song out of my head. What is going on there?
Oh, that's an amazing sort of piece of research about how we get these things called earworms, basically. It's like something that goes over, and some people can have two or three of them going at the same time. Our brain's doing this all the time. We're just not really conscious of it, and as we get older and we get our auditory processing kind of gets more attuned, we start to actually notice what it's doing. So we can have heaps of soundtracks going on in our head and we're having a conversation and we might be doing something with our body at the same time. The brain is an amazing thing, but don't worry, that's what lots and lots of people experience.
Okay, good. So I'm not abnormal. That's good.
No.
Oh, so fascinating. I could talk to you about this for hours, but we've got to get moving. Dr. Anita Collins, she's an award-winning educator, researcher and writer in the field of brain development and music. If you want to find out more, check out Bigger Better Brains, the website. You can also look for that on Facebook, where you can find all sorts of information about music and the brain and neuroscience. Dr. Anita, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
107.7 2GO.
Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 2GO. Music that makes you feel good as you truck into your Monday. The weather's a bit weird today. We're going to get a muggy 29 degrees with a bit of cloud around. Right before late showers and a gusty cold change expected tonight. Right now, 8 degrees in Niagara Park. And joining us right now to talk all things footy, former NRL Knights legend, Adam McDougall. Now, you've got a new podcast or a podcast happening on Podcast One, super, super popular podcast called Health Hacker. Hello, Adam.
G'day, Adam.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, really good. Just quickly tell us about your podcast first. It's called Health Hacker with tips for people who are busy, yeah?
Yeah, look, I'm very fortunate to surround myself with some smart people. I always say I'm not very tall. I just stand on the shoulder of giants. And the podcast is very much like that. I get to interview some of the smartest scientists, doctors and celebrities in the world and hack into what their secrets are to living a healthy and happy life.
Oh, fantastic. I'm going to make sure I look that one up. But right now we've got to talk to you about NRL and about footy because there were some big games on the weekend, including the flogging that the Broncos got at the hands of the Eels.
How about that?
Parramatta, what's the matter? Nothing at the moment. So they're certainly on fire and sent a warning to all the teams in the finals that they're here to be taken seriously. And no one would have probably predicted that a few weeks ago. But
no.
They absolutely flogged the Broncos and the worst defeat in the history of their club. And coach said, it was like men playing little boys and they certainly spanked them on the backside.
Yeah, 58-0 was the score.
I know.
There.
Well, look, Adam, you've been obviously a part of, you know, finals campaigns. Can you keep up that sort of intensity week after week in a final series?
You can, and I think you can just ride the wave of emotion and adrenaline, and that's the exciting thing about finals. When you come into the final series, it actually is just a new competition in itself because you've only got 4 weeks to get over the finish line and win the premiership, and you can really run off that adrenaline, as I said, for about 4 weeks. After about that, Rob, Mad Monday kicks in and you need a good rest for about 4 months.
So, yeah. Understandable. Look, and then on the complete opposite side of things, you got the Storm and the Raiders over the weekend, like a two-point game that was only really one by the Raiders in the last couple of minutes, but there was a contentious call. Do you hear about that foot near the sideline?
Yeah, look, amazing. And that's what these games are going to come down to, just one contentious call and one bounce of the ball the wrong way. And, you know, Melbourne were predicted by a lot of people not even to make the finals this year. My good mate, my mates in the media sort of said they were dead once Billy Slater retired, Cooper Cronk left, and they didn't really were given much of a chance, but I still predicted them to be in the grand final with the Roosters this year, and I still think that's possible. But Canberra are a real crutch side for the Melbourne Storm. They've always been a danger side for them, and once again, they proved that they're a threat to this final series as well. It's so exciting. Parramatta, unpredictable, big, fast, strong team across the park, and that's the same with the Canberra Raiders. They're a big side, very powerful, very aggressive. So they've sent also a warning shot to the other clubs in this final series that they're here to be taken serious.
Okay, so the Roosters beat the Rabbitohs 30-6, and the Raiders...
Poor Russell.
Poor old Rusty. I don't mind, I'm a chookie, so that's all good for me. 12-10 for the Raiders Storm game. The Seagulls beat the Sharks, and we just heard about the Eels. Who do you want to see in the big dance?
Yeah, look, I'd love to see Parramatta and Canberra. I think that would be such a great unpredictable grand final. Look, you know, the Roosters, if they can go back-to-back, that's an incredible feat in the modern era of rugby league. It hasn't been done forever. It's never been done in the NRL. So it would be an amazing achievement. That's just how hard it is.
There are plenty of people that have seen enough of the Roosters in finals.
I'd be happy to see them there again. I mean...
I mean, how many people are sick of seeing, you know, chicken on their table every single night? So sick of seeing the Roosters as well every year in the grand final. So it'd be good to see Canberra and Parramatta grand final to mix things up a little bit.
Absolutely. Well, look, thank you so much for joining us. Really good to get to your take on it all. And as you say, it is just a roller coaster of emotion that we're all on at the moment as we head towards grand finals. And I am definitely going to look up your podcast. It's had over 1 million downloads, so you're doing something right. Health Hacker is the name of the podcast. It's all about how to hack life, how to feel good, look better, live better. It's with Adam McDougall, former Newcastle Knights superstar. Thanks for joining us to chat footy this morning, Adam.
Always a pleasure, guys.
107.7, 2GO.
Let's do a little bit of reminiscing, Rob Palmer.
What about Mandy Coolin?
About photography and about the Polaroid camera. Did you have one as a kid?
Didn't have a Polaroid. I remember there was one, but I never really used it.
Right.
No, but I remember seeing those little, you know, like a little postcard size square thing.
Oh, the Polaroid pictures were the best.
The white bar on the bottom.
Yeah, the best.
And I remember seeing photos appear out of nothing.
Yeah. I mean, as a teenager, that was how we took selfies. That was the original selfie. You'd get that instant photo because, I mean, before that, you had to, or even after that, if you didn't have a Polaroid camera, you get your roll of film out of the back of your camera. You have to make sure you've taken the whole thing and roll it up and put it in, walk down to the chemist or wherever and put it in at the chemist. Then you have to wait 2 weeks for the photos to come back.
2 weeks.
And then you get them back.
You were getting it done slow.
I was. And then you were getting them back and half of them you were blinking in them anyway. Do you know what I mean? So it's,
Polaroid was... It was the pre-digital instant photo, wasn't it?
It was indeed.
For anyone that doesn't know what Polaroid is, it's basically a plastic card, right, that would come out
everyone
of the bottom
knew.
Of the camera.
Everyone knew what Polaroid was.
If you're 15, sitting in the car with mum or dad right now, you're going, Polaroid? What?
Well, the reason why you might is because Polaroid tried to bring it back in 2012 and in 2015 because obviously they're competing with the digital, you know, new age of printing and so on.
Yes.
And they tried to sort of modernise the Polaroid camera and they went bankrupt twice. So
ouch.
They were trying to reinvent
Something's
it.
Something's not working.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, they have now come up with a new Polaroid idea and I, for one, am very excited because the quality of the Polaroid photo is what I love, that fuzziness, that kind of softness to it, you know? It wasn't
focus.
Crisp. It wasn't...
The original soft focus.
That's right. The original soft focus. I mean, that's what I liked about it and I think that's what makes Polaroid so beautiful. Anyway, they have come up with a new idea. It's going to be released in October. I, for one, am very excited. So what you do is you take the photo on your phone because they're acknowledging that that's how people take photos these days.
Yes.
So you take your photo of yourself and your friends on your phone.
Okay.
And then you attach your phone to the new Polaroid camera and then it essentially scans that photo and prints it just like it used to be printed on the paper with the white border.
So you basically, your old Polaroid printing device, which will be the size of a half a brick.
Yeah.
That you've got the little, you've got all these little white cards in because they're plastic white cards. And then you plug your phone in and just, it's like plugging into a printer or something.
No, you pop your phone on the top and it just scans it and it prints it out and then you have to shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Because you know what? That's what I want. I want the old Polaroid back. And I got one at a garage sale, the old Polaroid camera, and I couldn't find any film anywhere for it. So... I mean, it must be some rolling around still. So I, for one, am very, very, very excited. But I tell you what, I did some digging and I found an old Polaroid ad from the 60s. Now, have a listen to the name of this Polaroid camera from the 60s. I mean, you can tell it's the 60s.
Meet the Swinger, the incredible new Polaroid Land camera for $19.95. It talks to you. Swing it up and take a look. Then turn the knob until it says yes, right in the viewfinder. Okay, you've got the right setting. 10 seconds later, you zip off a perfect black and white picture.
Hey, meet the Swinger. Swinger.
Meet the Swinger.
Just turn the knob.
We know what you were doing with your Polaroids in the 60s, you dirty things.
107.7, 2GO. ELM Ford is your award-winning Ford dealer along the Tuggera Strait. And 107.7 2GO is the home of The Secret Sound, the Central Coast's most loved radio competition.
What? It's 7 o'clock. Why are we playing the thing about The Secret Sound? Well, I will tell you why. It's because we have a Secret Sound clue for you. Ooh. Yes, The Secret Sound now worth $29,000. You already have one clue, which is shopping centre.
And now clue two is coming to you.
Oh, look at you go. Now, there are a bunch of incorrect guesses online. Do yourself a favour, as Molly would say, and go and check out all of those incorrect guesses at 2gofm.com.au. Are we ready for this clue? Let's bring the clue in.
Come in, please. Producer Kiara has entered the room with the clue.
It's in a canister.
Oh, the big canister. Hang on, I'm just going to open this little clue canister.
Oh, well done.
Oh, geez.
Sounds remarkably like a drink bottle. Anyway.
Deep. There's a lot of room in there.
Let's reach in and get the clue.
Reach in.
And get the clue.
Get the clue.
I've got the clue. Here it is, Central Coast. The second clue. Oh, my God.
Just going to close the canister.
Again, remarkably like a drink bottle. Anyway, here we go. The Secret Sound worth $29,000. Your first clue was shopping centre. Your second clue, Central Coast.
Geez, you're dragging this on. Come on, tell me the clue.
It's Europe.
I thought...
it's Europe. Europe. Europe is your second clue. And you have less than an hour to come up with your next guess and your shot at $29,000. It is the Central Coast Most Loved Radio Competition. And it's only here on 107.7 2GO.
107.7 2GO.
107.7 2GO. It's music that makes you feel good. Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Partly cloudy today. Some late showers happening, though, after a bit of a muggy day. 29 our top. Gusty cold change expected tonight. 8 degrees at the moment in Warnervale.
I don't know if it's just me, Mandy. I think I'm just unlucky. But, yeah, I thought I knew something was going to happen with these glasses that I've got, my new glasses, right? Feeling great, can see everything. Anyway, Saturday morning, I've gone around to Mum's on the way to Saturday Sport.
Yep.
Right, said hello. Hey, Mum, cup of coffee. How are you going? Anyway, dropped the dog off because he couldn't come with us
to where we were going.
So dropped the dog off, a couple of other things I didn't need. I thought I'll leave them at Mum's, right, on the back table, in the middle of the table because you've got to keep things up off the floor.
Get them later when you come back to get the dog. Right? Yep.
Off we go, Saturday Sport, come back 2 hours later. Great. Wall's there. Mum had gone out. Wall's there. The dog went, yeah, hello, buddy. How you going? Great. Good to see you. And you know how dogs go when you come back after 2 hours in a strange place.
Yes.
It's like, oh, you're the best. So, yeah, great. So we get in the car, grab my stuff that I'd left on the table, chuck that in the car, realise when I got in the car, hang on, my glasses. Oh.
It's good that you're now remembering that you've left them, you know, because for the first little while you always forget your glasses when they're new.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, though. But they weren't where I'd left them. So I'd gone up to the table. I thought, oh, I know what's happened. Mum's come out. She's seen them on the table. She's taken them and put them somewhere. I ring her. Mum, what have you done with the glasses? She goes, oh.
What glasses?
I haven't touched your glasses. They're on the middle of the table where you left them. Right?
Oh, no.
So I go back up. I'm looking around going, they've got to be here somewhere. Then there they are, right? On the ground.
Oh, I thought you were going to say this.
Sandstone on the ground, right? These tiles.
Oh.
They're sitting glens down on sandstone. And all I can see is this chewed stick look at this.
Look at this. Oh, my God.
He's just chewed. Oh, no.
Oh, so one arm of Rob's glasses.
No, look, don't be careful because it's falling off.
Oh, my God. Okay, so the right arm of his glasses has been gnawed. It has five very... Oh, sorry. Oh,
what have you done?
That bit's fallen off.
Oh, Mandy, if it wasn't bad enough,
sorry.
The dog
no, there's bits falling off his glass.
What have you done? I thought that felt weird enough as it was. Now,
okay, so
what
there's
chance do I have?
Some really big, heavy-chewed bits on
some
the end.
Some heavy-duty...
And then this tiny
damage.
Little bit at the end has just fallen off. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that. But it was hanging on by a thread, though.
Yeah,
it was only hanging on by a thread. The dog's eating your glasses.
Give me those things back. Honestly.
The dog's eating the glasses.
So I'm, I'm so upset because like they were brand new, and I picked them up. There was dog slobber, and it looked like they'd been scratched on the bottom because there was slime and slobber all over.
Gross.
And well, now it's busted properly. Thank you, Mandy.
It was hanging on by a thread, mate. I didn't do that. That was the dog.
Anyway, so, well, they're stuffed, basically. So I'm just wondering if there's anyone else out there, because I'm feeling actually really bad about this.
Oh, mate, the things
it's
that happened to you.
It's a big ticket item, a pair of glasses.
I know it is. I know. But we can make you feel better and ask what happened to your glasses this morning. I'm sure we can make you feel better by hearing other people's stories so that you don't feel like you've just neglected your glasses.
Did you ever give them to your co-host and she just tore one of the arms off?
Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer, 107.7 2GO. 29 our top today, 8 at the moment in Horsfield Bay, and we're laughing because...
I've just put my glasses back on after handing them to my co-host here, and she's shortened the arms by about a centimetre and a half snapping it off.
Wait a minute. He left them outside with his dog, and his dog chewed the arm of them.
All right,
and
I've had a tough weekend. Friday I sat on them. Both lenses popped out. Mandy's replaced the lenses
I've
for me because she's got experience, obviously,
yes,
with glasses.
Yes, yes.
Then the dogs chewed them on Saturday morning, right, to the point where I thought they were gone, destroyed.
Well, now all you need to do is be like an old man and put some tape around it, you know, like just put a little bit of electrical tape or something around it, and then you'll be really old man.
Well, one arm's now 2 centimetres shorter than the other.
We're asking this morning what happened to your glasses to try and make Rob feel a little better on 13, 27, 10. And we've got Kaylee from Campbell. Good morning, Kaylee.
Hi, Kaylee.
Good morning, guys. I feel your pain with your glasses.
Oh, thank you.
I kid you not, because just this morning I've got my glasses in my bag. I've come home from work last night, thrown the bag into my bedroom.
Yep.
Unbeknownst to me, my glasses have come out of the bag.
Yep.
I've gotten up this morning. I've stepped up out of bed and I've walked right and broken on the glasses.
Oh, mate. Jeez, all your own fault too.
I love that you're laughing
all
about it.
All my own fault. No, all my own fault. My laziness of just chucking my bag on the floor.
Do you have a daggy old pair of glasses that you can... Oh, no, right.
And I've got to go into work today and I need glasses and I've got no reading glasses now.
Okay, Lee, we feel your pain. Absolutely, chick. Oh, that is no good. All right, she's done the step on. Let's go to Cheryl from North Gosford.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What happened to your glasses?
I'm blind.
Well, you know how you carry your little squirty bottle and clean the lenses?
Yep.
So I got down my bag, squirted the lenses and wiped them over, and they were all milky. I thought, gee, this isn't cleaning very good. And I had a look down and it was a breath freshener stuff that I'd sprayed instead of the lens cleaner, which is funny in itself, except when I took it down to the optometrist, I thought, oh, they'll be able to, you know, do a really good clean. They said, I'm sorry, but your lenses are all scratched. We can't fix them. So that was a $600 mistake. Oh. Look out for what you spray on your glasses.
Oh, my God. So they couldn't fix it. So that was
the breath freshener has etched the lenses.
Yeah, right.
It has. It scratched the lenses. They were all milky. They were like... opposite of sunglasses.
It would have been like you had cataracts. But on the upside,
shower screen. You know, you can't see out through them.
On the upside, the glasses smelt minty fresh, which was fantastic. Cheryl, we're going to send you along to Seen and Heard, fantastic music festival.
Oh,
stay there. We'll get your details. Are you feeling any better?
Well, I'm not in as much trouble as Cheryl. At least I can still see through them.
Exactly.
107.7 2GO.
Partly cloudy today and a bit muggy. Top of 29 ahead of a late shower and a cold snap expected tonight. Currently 11 degrees in Gorrican. And the secret sound is just moments away. We have a brand new clue for you. The clue is Europe. So make sure you are ready to go in just a moment. But first, I thought I'd give you a little wrap on my daughter's 21st birthday.
How was it, Mandy?
Oh, it was sensational. Sensational. Fair to say, my costume. If you believe, they put a D on the moon was a massive hit. And if you want to see my costume, you can jump online onto the 2GO Facebook or Instagram pages because it is pretty hilarious. I do look like I've got some sort of face disease. because I've put this silver paint on my face and, yeah, it looks a bit strange. I'm not going to lie.
You belong in one of those outbreak movies.
Yeah. But honestly, it was just fantastic. 11 people came from interstate. A lot of the family came, which was so fantastic.
That's a big effort.
We had people dressed as the Milky Way, the solar system. We had aliens. We had astronauts. We had Chewbacca. We had Princess Leia. We had Stephen Hawking's complete in a wheelchair, which is completely inappropriate but hilarious. And my beautiful mum and dad. Dad came as Obi-Wan Kenobi, and because he's got a grey beard, he looked just like Obi-Wan Kenobi, which was fantastic.
And he owned it.
And he owned it. And my mum, who's actually just this tiny little old lady dressed as an astronaut, and she looked sort of a cross between an Oompa Loompa and an astronaut, which was hilarious.
I saw a photo of your mum. She looked like the lady that got lost in space forever.
It was sensational. We've been playing fridge Tetris all weekend, trying to squish food into the fridge, and we've had so many laughs, and it was just the most amazing night. I felt so proud of my
daughter.
Well
done. Look, something I really need to come back to that I've been interested in finding out about was, well, your dad and I spoke before the party about how we were going to, well, you were going to construct a urinal for the urinal. Boys in the backyard, a temporary wee spot.
Okay, so what happened was dad convinced me that I didn't want all of those boys in my bathroom, which was actually really good.
Yeah.
And I started to visualise the mayhem that would be left after the party. And I thought, you know what, Dad, good idea. So Dad built a urinal. Out the back, he had like one of those old tin trays, you know, the tin alfoil trays you use for barbecuing and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, the cooking trays. Yeah, so we had cooking trays.
So we'd use one of them for painting. And so he grabbed that. It was just an old tray sitting in the shed. And he's hooked it up with a hose and a funnel. And he even put a little hand sanitizer pump next to it so they could sanitize their hands.
So the tray was like the trough,
urinal.
And then the funnel was the ejector thing, spot that comes down into a hose that goes to what? Into your drain.
And then he had a dripping hose that we just left on a very small drip that just kind of, you know, washed it down.
As an ongoing flush system.
That it was genius.
Have you got pictures?
I think we do have a picture.
Surely someone's taken a photo of the urinal.
Producer Kiara, hello, hi. Are we going to put a picture of the urinal up? Okay, great. We've got a picture of the homemade urinal going up.
That is DIY at its best.
It is. It's fantastic. So I highly recommend it if you're going to have a house full of people.
How long did it take to construct this?
Dad did potter around doing the urinal for quite a while. We had a modesty curtain and we had some tent pegs. We put the modesty curtain into the ground with the tent pegs. It was genius, really. Good on you, Dad.
Well done. Mr. Coolin.
And my bathroom wasn't too bad at the end of it all.
That's what you get for giving 21-year-old boys out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
107.7. Geo. It's time to join Mandy and Rob's Loose Parenting Club.
Loose is fast and on the edge of
child.
Loose AF.
This is your opportunity to join us for our loose parenting party this Friday.
Oh, it's the week's eve of it too. It's coming up.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
Yeah, we're all pumped.
This is happening at the Sunken Monkey Hotel this Friday, September 20. You can book your next function there now. Or join us for a whole heap of fun. We've got music, we've got comedy, we've got prizes, we've got the whole shebang-a-bang. We want you to come and say hi and have something to eat and drink with us on Friday night. Right, here's the question though. I got talking to my brother and my sister-in-law on the weekend. Now, they've got 3 kids, and I said to my sister-in-law, "You got any loose parenting stories?" She said, "Oh my God, I've got so many." This is the one she told me.
So when our youngest child was a baby and was about 8 or 9 months old, I just brought him out of the bath and I plonked him in front of my husband to get him in a dry nappy and get his jammies on. But the Ashes were on television and my husband was so glued to the television that he did not notice that our baby had pooed on the carpet directly in front of him and was smearing poo all over the carpet because he didn't even look up from the television at all. Until I said, "You want to look down and see what your son's left you?"
So she's just gone, "Here's the baby. Here's the baby. This is Noah. He's just come out the bath. You deal with him, powder him, put his nappy on." And Carl, my brother's just glued to the Ashes, as I'm sure a lot of people have been over the last weekend.
Oh, boy.
So I reckon what we need to ask this morning, Rob, is what happened when you were watching the game?
Yeah.
What happened to the kids while you were watching the game? Now, it might be on TV, or maybe you were live watching you know, at a field or anything, right?
When did sport draw your attention?
When did sport draw your attention and what happened when you were watching the game?
It's time to join Mandy and Rob's Loose Parenting Club.
Loose is fast and on the edge, you're out of control.
She's a weird child.
Loose AF.
Well, a whole bunch of my family were visiting and living with me over the weekend for my daughter's 21st. It was so fantastic to have them there. My sister-in-law shared this story about when her youngest, Noah, was a tiny baby and had just got out of the bath, and she tried to give him to my brother, Carl, to get ready.
The Ashes were on television, and my husband was so glued to the television that he did not notice that our baby had pooed on the carpet directly in front of him and was smearing poo all over the carpet because he didn't even look up from the television at all.
So we're asking this morning, what happened when you were watching the game? And we've got Sharon from Terrigal on the
line.
Hi, Sharon.
Hello. Now, this is hysterical, and happy 21st to Coco.
Oh, thank you.
I've got one son playing rugby union.
Yep.
I've got two in nappies.
Yep.
I'm a very supportive mum on the sideline. All the positive talk in the world. You'd think I was coach.
Yeah.
But anyway. Yeah. And then all of a sudden the game stops, the referee blows the whistle and pulls the huck apart, you know, like a scrum for league.
Yeah.
And there is my 18-month-old son in the middle of the huck of the union
game.
On the bloody field.
So hang on, the kid's got out of the pram and run onto the field and is hiding under the cubby house of men.
Well, they ran around anyway, having heaps of fun, and I thought, you know, they're just, you know, playing, and the whole team, the whole sideline would watch them, and then all of a sudden I'm so into the game I haven't even noticed, and the referee's blown the whistle, the pack has deformed, you know, the scrum has deformed, and there's this 18-month-old standing in the middle, and all I could do was I ran onto the field and put my head and grabbed him, but I just wanted to run to the car park and just pretend he wasn't mine. Like, oh, how embarrassing.
Oh, Sharon, that is sensational, mate. That is such a great story.
Heard of it happening with dogs at football games, but a child.
But the fact that he got all the way into the middle of the scrum is so impressive. We're going to send you, come and join us. Come and join us at the Loose Parenting Party on Friday night.
Oh, yes, Sharon.
Oh, are you sure? I might lose you all.
No, you won't lose us. We are going to be there for sure at the Sunken Monkey Hotel, and it's going to be a whole hoot. Now, keep your ears on to Gio, because every day this week we're going to be inviting you along to our Loose Parenting Party this Friday at the Sunken Monkey, where you can win some great prizes, have some fun, get to know us.
It is ready to go.
Absolutely.
107.7 2GO. We love our city. This is 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer.
I have to ask you, because you've been holding this thing up all morning. What is this thing you're eating? What is it?
It's a tamarillo. Now, I don't know if you don't know what tamarillo is, it's like an exotic fruit.
Right.
Weird fruit. My dad is a real fruit fan, and he buys every Saturday. He has a ritual where he goes to the fruit shop, gets his fruit. So he's got this thing called a tamarillo. I'm just going to give you a little chunk
of this.
It's
very weird. Look, it looks kind of like a plum.
It's like my daughter looked at it and went, my goodness, that is a massive chili, Dad.
It's not a chili, but it does kind of look like a chili.
Now, on the inside.
Oh, that's weird.
How about.
That's weird. Oh, my God. What have you given me?
It's weird, like a custard apple's weird.
Oh, that's so weird.
It's like a cross between a lemon and a passion fruit. That's all the way I can describe it.
That's not good.
You don't like it?
You can keep your tamarillo.
What is wrong with you?
I can't talk now. That's disgusting. What are you doing to me,
it's
Rob Palmer?
It's a beautiful fruit.
Oh.
I'm going to keep eating this tamarillo while the Scissor Sisters get it on.
That's gross. 2GO.
107.7 2GO.
24 degrees already in Tookley. We're heading for 29. Partly cloudy, a late shower, gusty cold change expected tonight.
You know when you're inside and you can't believe what the temperature is supposed to be outside? Now I just send the kids out. You say, go outside and just live in it for 5 minutes. They come back in. They go, yeah, Dad. Yep, correct.
You just did that. You just ran out into our little courtyard here at 2GO. So it feels like 24?
Mandy was going, there's no way it's that hot this early.
And you went, yeah, well.
I said, I'm going to test that theory right out now.
And it is.
And I tell you, I could have come in nude.
Well.
It's that warm outside.
You know what? We could do a nude show if you want.
No, you
See,
would.
See, I would. You wouldn't.
No, I would not.
I would. Anyway, could be the world's first nude radio show.
Anyway, let's get off the topic of nude radio.
107.7 2GO.
Music that makes you feel good for your Monday. I know you love a bit of Queen, Rob Palmer.
I do. Get me my little quarter of Freddie Mercury every day and I'm happy.
Yeah, nice. It is Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Time for us to get out of here. We're going to have a warm day already, 24 degrees. We're heading to 29 and then late showers and a gusty cold change later in the day. So a little bit of four seasons in one day for your Central Coast. The Secret Sound is back with Mickey D. So Mickey D and I are having a bit of a disagreement.
All right, what about?
I said he's not allowed to give away the secret sound. I want to give away the secret sound.
You two peanuts, you should see.
But
you and Mickey D going
I know, right?
off on each other.
But the problem is we don't have a choice when it goes off because when the guess is right, the guess is right.
So if
you think you know what this is, ring me tomorrow in my show.
But you want the moment.
I want that moment. I want to share that moment. But if you think you know what it is and you've got the clue, shopping centre and Europe.
Mickey D has your next chance.
Mickey D has your next chance after 9 o'clock. If you've missed our show, though, go back and catch up at 2gofm.com.au.
Yeah, it's the moment Mandy completely stuffed my glasses.
Hey.
Complete. No, they were already stuffed. You just completely did them.
Finished them off.
I took them beyond repair.
Go back and listen to that. Also, listen to the moment that Rob's tried to stitch me up about some dud bet that I had a year ago. Lots happened in the show.
Bet's a bet, Mandy.
Well, we can talk about that later because we got to get out of here. Have a great day and we'll see you tomorrow.
Go well.